Hello and welcome to Top of the Progs on Smile Radio and also broadcasting on and in association with Progzilla Radio. You're currently listening to Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel live in 1977. I hope you enjoy it.
We'll be right back.
absolutely brilliant version of Salisbury Hill there from the Flotsam and Jetsam compilation released in 2019, which is a compilation of Peter Gabriel deep cuts, and that was a version of Salisbury Hill from Peter Gabriel's first ever solo tour in North America in 1977. Anyway, hello and welcome to Top of the Progs on Smile Radio, and also broadcasting on in association with Progzilla Radio. So basically, this Friday just gone, I saw Peter Gabriel's IO tour in Manchester, and it was absolutely mind-blowing. You got the sense that you weren't watching a guy playing some songs, you were being part of a larger experience with the visuals and everything behind it like that. It's a very controversial tour, very controversial album. He's been working on it for 20 years, not all of it is fully out yet, so he did the full album pretty much, and a smash of hits. Mainly, he did basically the full album, then most of So, then Salisbury Hill and Biko, and it was just absolutely wonderful. It was one of the best concerts I've ever seen, purely because the multimedia element was so strong, the mix was brilliant, the band was so well arranged, everything was so thoughtfully put together and played, and oh, it was just wonderful. So I thought for this week's show, we'd have a little bit of a Peter Gabriel celebration, celebrating his 53 years on stage. Started out, I think Genesis first started playing live in 69-70. I think mainly when they started doing Trespass was when they started playing live. So Peter Gabriel's been on stage for 53 years. So I thought we'd celebrate a lot of his career, a lot of his, and just listen to some live Peter Gabriel from over the years and enjoy it. Next up, we've got a song which is originally from Peter Gabriel's second album, creatively titled Peter Gabriel, from his, but this version is from his 1983 live album Plays Live, which was the live album supporting the tour for his fourth album, which was also creatively titled Peter Gabriel. This is one of his, this was kind of one of the singles off the second album. It's a less remembered track, but this version of it is absolutely brilliant and I really enjoy it. This is DIY, live in 1983 by Peter Gabriel.
DIY.
It's just a good, fun song, is that? It's about the punk movement, I guess, and doing things yourself and all the jokes about being stuck on the shelf and stuff. It's a good song. Peter Gabriel's second album is unfortunately his worst album, I think. It's at the back, you know, it's at the very back of the pile. It doesn't really have a hit. I think that's why people don't remember it as much. It doesn't have an iconic song. Even on perhaps his most experimental album, which is Peter Gabriel 4, he had Shock the Monkey, which was just radio friendly and had lots of hooks in it and was the perfect single, but that version of DIY is really great and I really enjoy it. Next up, we've got a song from the Growing Up tour from 2003, from the Growing Up Live album, and I've got the Blu-ray of this. This was my introduction to live Peter Gabriel. I got the Blu-ray for Christmas when I was 15, and I watched it, and it was absolutely brilliant. It was amazing hearing all those songs like Downside Up and all those things, and hearing the hits as well throughout. It was really nice. A lot of people were complaining on Facebook about the Manchester show, saying that he didn't do enough hits, but I didn't really mind, because he's an artist. He wasn't just going out to do a greatest hit show. He was out to play us his new songs, and he was sharing his vision with us, and that vision meant that he wasn't doing as many hits, and I didn't mind it at all, and it was still brilliant. But anyway, this is Mercy Street live in 2003 by Peter Gabriel. Oh, I should also mention that this was the tour where he had his daughter sing backup vocals and be the backing vocalist, Melanie Gabriel, and she does an absolutely brilliant job. She's got a great voice just like her dad, and she sounds brilliant. This is Mercy Street live in 2003 by Peter Gabriel.
And over here. That's a drumstick. But the Gentil Arancioni have left us a little present here. A boat. Piccola barca. So what you have to imagine, Avi, is a multi aqua mare, a sea. And it's the work of this amazing poet and sexton that inspired this song, which is called Mercy Street. Dreaming of Mercy Street, where you're inside out. Dreaming of mercy in your daddy's arms again. Dreaming of Mercy Street. I swear they moved that sign, looking for mercy in your daddy's arms. All she can see are the dreams all made solid, are the dreams made real. All of the buildings, all of the cars were once just a dream in somebody's head. She pictures the broken glass, pictures the steam. She pictures a soul with no need at the seam. Wait until darkness. Wait until darkness comes. Nowhere in the corridors of pale green and grey. Nowhere in the suburbs, in the cold light of day. There in the midst of it, so alive and alone. Words upon like bone. Dreaming of Mercy Street.
mercy in your daddy's arms again, dreaming of Mercy Street. I swear they moved that sign looking for mercy in your daddy's arms. From drawers that slide smooth, tugging at the darkness, word upon word, confessing all the secret things in the warm velvet box to the priest. He's the doctor, he can handle the shocks. Dreaming of the tenderness, the tremble in the hips of kissing Mary's lips. Dreaming of Mercy Street, where you're inside out looking for mercy in your daddy's arms again. Dreaming of Mercy Street, I swear they moved that sign looking for mercy in your daddy's arms.
That was a truly special song, that. I just absolutely loved that. One of the best things about the IO show was this next song, which is obviously a different version, but also how Peter Gabriel treats his backing band. Now, a lot of solo artists, when they go out on tour, they give them a brief thank you. They say, oh, thanks to so-and-so on guitar, so-and-so on bass, blah, 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 blah. The band were just as important as Peter Gabriel at his show, and that was a really nice thing to see. And we had the old guard were there, Tony Levin on bass, Manu Cachet on drums, drums, David Rhodes on guitar, but we also had Young Blood. The rest of the band were quite young and new, and it was genuinely lovely to see younger people supporting, you know, this 73-year-old man on stage, and they added their own twists and flares to the music. They were not playing everything note for note for the albums. They got their own solos and their own little moments, and it was truly special. And he was singing the praises after every song, saying, "Oh, thank you to so and so for the brilliant violin on that. Thank you to so and so for the brilliant cello on that." And every single song had a unique piece of artwork behind it, which was designed by a new artist. Some were designed by artificial intelligence based artists, and it was truly magical to see. But this next one was, I think, maybe my favourite of the whole show. I filmed it on my phone, and this version of it is from the same, it's from the Growing Up tour, so it's pretty much the same arrangement, played the same way, but his voice now has aged like a fine wine. He's been performing this song for nearly 40 years, and he just absolutely peaked. This was my favourite moment of the show. This is Red Rain live in 2003 by Peter Gabriel.
Coming down, red.
with the trust of a child. The rain is coming down, red rain. The rain is pouring down, pouring down all over me. And I can't watch anymore, no more denial. It's so hard to lay down in all of this. Red rain is coming down, red rain. Red rain is pouring down, pouring down all over me. I'm bathing in red rain, coming down. Red rain, coming down. Red rain, coming down. Red rain, coming down.
Of course, that was the highlight. I think maybe the highlight of the show, of the IO show. It was just so powerful. It was at the perfect place halfway through the second set, and he just gave it the best introduction ever. He said, "We are now going back to a time where the rain bled red," and it was just like everybody knew what was happening. And as soon as it kicked in, it was just brilliant. It's a lot slower when he plays it live than the original version. He tried it. He tried playing it as it was on So in 1987 on the first leg of the So tour. There's a video of him doing it at the Giants Stadium in America for some charity concert, and there was no monitoring on the stage. They couldn't hear each other, they couldn't hear what was going on, and it is a mess. It's such a mess, and I think that experience put him off playing it live, because it's a hard song to get right because it's so intricate. But you appreciate the heaviness of it and the low end of the bass more when it's played slowly, and it was really powerful in the arena. Like I say, the mix was really good for an arena show. Like, I was expecting it to be more, overly loud and stuff, but it was that kind of that perfect volume where it was loud, but it wasn't overbearing, and you could hear his voice really well, and you could hear all the instruments, you could hear all the delicate parts. There was the violins and flutes, and you could make out everything that they were doing, and that was really special, because normally that stuff gets lost in those kind of big shows, especially on a big song like Red Rain, where everyone's absolutely going for it. But I absolutely love it. This next live track is taken from the So Tour, funnily enough. It's from his Live in Athens 1987 live album, which is also shot on film and is a Blu-ray, which is incredible to watch. This was, it's one of those ones, he's kind of reinterpreted it for the stage, and it's absolutely magical. I think I'll just leave it at that. This is San Jacinto, Live in 1987 by Peter Gabriel.
Cloud, steam rising, hissing stone on sweat lodge fire. Around me, buffalo robe, sage in bundle, rub on skin. Outside, cold air. Stand and wait for rising sun. Red paint
feathers. Coyote calling, it has begun. Something moving in, I taste it in my mouth and in my heart. It feels like dying. Thank you.
just brilliant. Absolutely. As I would just say that, I'm saying the exact same thing. You could paste the same sound clip for what I was going to say after every single song. This next one, though, is one I'm going to be honest, I never liked. I never got it as a song. I thought it was a bit naff. But it wasn't until I unwittingly saw the IO Tour setlist. On the first night, Krakow in Poland, there were people in the Peter Gabriel fan group, and they were like, oh, it was good, and this is the entire setlist. And I was like, oh, I've seen it now, I cannot unsee it. But, you know, it was nice to see it, I guess. It was nice to kind of, you know, what hits were going to be played. And this was one I saw in there and just thought, I genuinely kind of groaned and thought, oh dear, not this one. But it was one of the best. It was absolutely amazing with the staging and the light show, and I feel like it just works so much better as a live track than it did on the original studio version. But yeah, it was just happening. This is really, really the easiest way to describe it. This version, it just happened, and it was just magic, and it was like, whoa, this is big, this is good, this is really good, and it was certainly one of the highlights of the show, which I was not expecting at all. I was expecting for this one to be the sleeper, the one where I was like, okay, it's this one. Let's just have it over. Come on. We saw Salisbury Hill in your eyes, please. No, we'll skip this one. But no, it was great. But nonetheless, this is the version from the Growing Up Tour. I really hope, by the way, that we get a live album of the IO Tour in a concert film. I think we will do, because he put so much effort into the visuals, and because it wasn't a greatest hit show, because there was all the new stuff. I hope one show was filmed, or one show in America will get filmed and we get to watch it and we get a live album, because that would just be absolutely amazing to be able to relive the entire experience. But nonetheless, this is Digging in the Dirt live in 2003 by Peter Gabriel.
Too far. I told you.
That was great. It's just got some magic to it again. It just worked so much better live than I ever felt it could, which was, I guess it was really nice because I'd been proved wrong by Peter Gabriel, because I thought, why the hell has he put this awful dud from the 1990s in his set? But I was proved wrong. I was humbled, and it was a brilliant moment. One of the other highlights, I feel like a lot of the songs that we've heard from IO worked a lot better live than they do in the studio version. For example, the song Panopticon worked a lot better live because they were really able to play with that sense of dynamics, and it just had a certain groove to it, and the kind of dark visuals and security cameras like filming them and stuff. It made it more exciting and it made it more interesting than I feel like the studio version did. And the kind of multimedia element of it was fascinating. I feel like it was very kind of forward-looking. He wasn't just playing old things with stuff projected on a screen behind him. He was looking forward. He was thinking, what's next? What's the future going to bring? He was talking a lot about artificial intelligence. He did this really good joke where he said, I grew up on a dairy farm and the only person who had to worry about AI was the bull, because AI stood for artificial insemination. And I thought, that's a cracking joke. But he said, in the future, AI will deliver every child a tailored educational experience and be able to give them a great education, as well as giving cutting-edge healthcare to people who otherwise could not afford it in parts of the world. I thought that was an interesting thing to say, and I thought, yeah, this is good. He's looking forward, and I'm enjoying it. The only real dud, I feel like, in the concert was the song The Core. I've just not connected with that song at all since it was released, but nonetheless. This next one is one of my favourites, and it's occasionally comes out and gets played live, and this is what I believe to be the best version of the song. There is an urban myth, there is a legend of a story that back in 1980, when Peter played this song live for the first time, he did the first piano chord and the first line, and the audience burst into spontaneous applause and cheering because the song was so popular. And Peter was overwhelmed by this, and he stopped playing and said thank you and then started the song again. If that's true, that is an absolutely amazing moment. But it's a very dark song, but it's one of my favourites. This is Family Snapshot live in Athens in 1987. I hope you enjoy it.
Streets are lined with cabin crews. Everywhere he goes is news. Today is different, today is not the same. Today I make the action, take snapshot into the light. Snapshot into the light, I'm shooting.
it's a matter of time, a matter of will. And the governor's car is not far behind. It's not the man I've got in mind. There he is, man of the hour, standing in the limousine. I don't really hate you, I don't care what you do. We were made for each other, me and you. I wanna be somebody, you will like that too. If you don't get given, you learn to take. And I let the bullet fly. All turn quiet, I've been here before. Lonely boy, hiding behind the front door. Friends have all gone home. There's my toy gun on the floor. Come back, Mom and Dad. You're crying.
Again, just some absolute magic there. Now, I feel like the most poignant moment of the entire IO show was right at the end. So, of course, he did Salisbury Hill as the last song, and then he pretended to go off stage and came back and did In Your Eyes as the encore. And that was... In Your Eyes is one of his best tracks, and it was just great. He did the intro with Tony Levin's deep vocals, and that was a lot of fun. That was really... Everyone loved that. And they did all the stage moves for In Your Eyes as well, and had projections of the band, and it just went berserk, did the arena, and the sound, it was just, and the lights were crazy during the end bit of In Your Eyes, and this great vocal improv at the end, and yeah, that was a big moment. In Your Eyes lasted for like a good 10 minutes, and it was just great. And then after In Your Eyes, he comes back for the second encore, and it was almost kind of tragic in a way. He comes back on and the screen goes red and you hear boom, boom, tch, boom, tch. And then a picture of Stephen Biko comes up on the screen and you're like, I know what this is going to be. And he did a little speech saying this is a song for everyone standing up for what you believe in. And that was the most powerful moment of the show, because even though it's about a singular event in history, it's still such a relevant song. And it's still sad that a lot of things haven't changed in the world we live in since 1980 when that song was released. And after that, Pete leaves the stage, the rest of the band leave the stage, and we're just left with Manu going boom, boom, tsh, for about 5 minutes, and the crowd are singing Biko. And yeah, it was really a powerful moment. So I'm going to close the show now with a great version of Biko, a rare version of Biko, live at WOMAD in 1982. So yes, IO was an amazing show. Get the Blu-ray, get the live album when it comes out, get the t-shirt, listen to the album, it was amazing. Thank you all for listening, I hope you have a good week. This is Peter Gabriel doing Biko live at WOMAD in 1982. I'll see you all next week.
This is one for everyone. It was a song written for Steve Biko.